When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
With Jerry Jones right now on the home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great this morning and really excited about these coming next few days. I tell you, we not only had this huge game coming up, but the game itself is one of the highlights of everything. You know, when we go before as many as 70 or 80 million people at times over the last, I think it's almost 30 years that we've been doing this with the Salvation Army, they know that when we make that presentation out there with that red kettle, we are a part of 4.5 million volunteers in this country. Salvation Army gives us credit for incrementally raising over $3 billion since 1997 because of the visibility of that game. And so we served 166 million meals, Salvation Army did, and those dollars in that red kettle are the reason that they can financially support that. So this is a big day. Lainey Wilson's out there with be our big halftime entertainment. She is absolutely one of the most talented people I've ever been around, and we're sure excited about that. So I want to get that said because sometimes we get to talking about other things, and I miss probably as important a thing as the Cowboys have ever done.
Yeah, it's a great event. It's a great tradition. I wonder, has the league ever tried to get you and Detroit to spread the wealth and get out of the game on a yearly basis?
Well, that game was an orphan for years, and nobody wanted it because it was hard to get people to come back in the day because they wanted to stay at home on their Thanksgiving Day, which we all understand. But the Cowboys took it on. Tex Ram, give him his credit, he took it on. But the one who made it into the national event that our game is, as distinguished this game, this time of the afternoon, was Charlotte Jones. And Charlotte got Dick Ebersol to promise not to cut away at halftime. Dick Ebersol said, if you'll put a Super Bowl-type performance out there, we will keep it right on that. And in that way, celebrate and emphasize what the Salvation Army has done and is doing and can do. So, yes, one time they talked about after it had had several years there with this Thanksgiving Day celebration we have, someone brought it up, and I think it got 4 or 5 votes because of the job we do and the visibility that we have. So, anyway, it's to not be tried about it. It is a significant thing for everyone concerned. And we have a lot of reasons to sometimes be critical of professional sport or be critical of the financial aspects of it or be critical of the people that write the checks or whatever. Nah. But at the end of the day, this is where professional sports can really take care of a lot of people that can't help themselves. And I'm really proud of this.
Jerry, you know, you got your Thanksgiving off to a great start with the victory over Washington on Sunday. Are there any games you can think of during your time with the Cowboys that had as wild and unpredictable a finish as the one you got on Sunday?
No. I can't imagine. And as a matter of fact, the timing of it, you didn't have time to soak in what had happened to you or what you had done to them. And it was going so fast and furious. But The thing that I would point out, though, is our team did play well enough to win. And all day, even in that first part of the game, we were shooting ourselves in the foot. But, boy, you could tell our defense was starting to be where Mike Zimmer wants them to be. Mm-hmm. We had some guys out there that were not players that we necessarily thought we'd be going with 10 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. Younger players, players that you wouldn't thought you would have had out there. But they knew what to do. And they knew where to get to do it. And they believed in the system and in themselves. And I'm so proud of that defense. I'm so proud for Mike Zimmer and sticking with it this year. And I can tell you, we're getting better. And we're going to get better. And we've got a chance to get better out here Thursday. But hats off to that defense out there for a job well done.
Absolutely. Jerry Jones here on The Fan. Jerry, what is specifically clicking with the defense, or is it Mike's familiarity? Is it the guy's understanding? Is it a combination? Is it them getting used to his personality? Why is the defense clicking so much more now?
You know, I put personalities, I put things like that way on the back burner. Those are things that you start hearing about, talking about when you're having hard times. And everybody's always asking, well, are you losing the team? Are you? And I'm being condescending. I know I sound that way because that's not where it is. Where it is to be in your lanes that you're supposed to be in. Do your job. Be where you're supposed to be. Read what that play looks like. Remember where you're supposed to go. And that's what it's about. If everybody would be where they're supposed to be, can have lesser talent, but have more execution and more success. And there's no doubt that we can play better than we have played for most of this season. But there's no doubt that we're getting better at what we're doing. And I think that you saw the results of it out there. And hopefully we'll continue to see the results of it. We need the repetition. We need to be playing. Those guys need to be out there, and they need to be winning the down. They need to be winning the play, and we need to be winning the game.
Jerry, I want to highlight Turpin for a second. Just talk about that play, that touchdown. Talk about what you're feeling, that ball's in the air, and what he has brought to you guys on special teams specifically.
Yeah. Now, here's your case. As you know, he came from the XFL.
Yeah.
And here's a guy that has, each year, has just stepped it up. Now, you obviously see his speed and his gift. And, boy, he has the ability, his acceleration, Deion Sanders kind of acceleration. Now, again, I get in trouble when I make a comparison. I don't want to say he's got that kind of acceleration, but he may have something, a first cousin to it. Let's put it like that. And so the bottom line is that he knows how to use his speed or his acceleration. Two different things. One straightaway speed, one's acceleration speed. He has them both. And so, and we're trying to continue, if you notice, continue to get that ball to him in our offensive packages. And his disadvantages is his size. But you saw him take it to the house there on a slant 2 weeks ago. And so bottom line is that he's a great weapon for us. He can be a real part of not just special teams, but offense as well.
Jerry, y'all had Dan Quinn here over the last few years. Obviously, he takes the job in Washington, has done good, you know, done really well up there. When you play a former coach, do you take, like, do you relish beating them? Do you take a little bit of added energy into the game, or is it more bittersweet?
No, I think it's I'm all for Dan. I really personally like him and enjoyed the time that he was here in Dallas. He really deserves any success that comes his way. He's a hard worker, very hard, and unique in his personality, and has really done a good job. I've always just hated it for him that he didn't get that Super Bowl that he had with both hands with a firm grip around it and still didn't get that Super Bowl. Or otherwise, you're talking about a Super Bowl winning coach. So bottom line is that, it was good to be playing him. But I think the word would be respect. We had a lot of respect for what we were up against and knew they'd been playing well and were having a really top year. And we're proud of all of that. But, of course, we needed a win worse than we needed our next breath. And that was a good one to get it on. Yes, it added to it because of the respect we have for Dan.
Jerry Jones joining us here, 105.3 The Fan. What's been the biggest difference, home versus road? You guys are 4-2 on the road. You can't buy a home win. What has it been about the road this year?
Well, a lot of it is your opposition's got a lot to do with that. We've played some strong teams here at home, boy. That Baltimore team you saw last night, that's no slouch. And they're good. That Philadelphia team we played here at home. Now, that New Orleans team, when we played them, they looked like world beaters. But my point is, we played teams that were really clicking when they came in here at home. That's one thing. But still, you have to beat those teams, and you have to know that you've got to play at a level to get them. But I would say that it's been one of the biggest disappointments that I've had, and as it should be, that we can't play better at home. We're going to start playing better, and again, this isn't rah-rah. We could start right out here Thursday and play better. If we play better, we'll have a home win.
Jerry, this was a quote from Mike after the game. He said, "I don't plan on tanking. If the higher-ups are looking for a draft pick, I hope that's ruined because we got a lot of football left to play." What's your reaction when you hear Micah say something like that?
Love it. Just absolutely love it. And Micah gets criticized for some of the things that he says. But the way that was articulated is strong. And it was just a succinct statement. And it's the way that it is. We have a young team out there on that field, very young. And we've got some inexperience out there now because of the numbers of injuries that we're dealing with. That'll be better this weekend. I mean, that'll be better Thursday. It'll sure be better 12 days from now. Now, that group of young players we're going to be playing with for years to come, they need first downs. They need move the chain. They need touchdowns. They need success on that field, big tackles. So we need to be winning or trying to win, obviously, every down. Now, for those that don't understand tanking, it means that you get the lower your record is, the higher that you get to draft. That has not come across anybody's mind in this organization. Now, somebody's going to take that and say, well, that's your problem. You got your head up here, you know what? You don't realize you need to be playing for a higher draft pick, Jones, and you'd do a little better in the draft. Well, I get it. I get all of it. But it's critical to us to get out here and compete. Those guys will be there for us, the ones we want when we get there in the draft.
So the GM, obviously the owner and the competitor in you wants to win. Does the GM in you never looks towards the draft during the season?
No. An answer, but certainly not under these circumstances this season. We have some really, in my mind, we have an outstanding future ahead of us. We have not to take anything away from the guys that are going to be playing the rest of the year. But we have one of the top quarterbacks that's played this game, in my mind. And you build around that. We've got an offensive line that we all know how Dak has benefited from this offensive line during his career. Well, we are in the process of, if you will, kind of rebuilding that offensive line. We've got two rookies out there playing in the offensive line. And another second-year guy playing in the offensive line out there. That, as you see, is problematic for immediate success. But those areas right there give us such a promising future. And, of course, I like our skilled people that we've got for the future. We'll add to it. We'll add to it with for the draft pick. Now, more than likely, we'll have to end up having somebody. I don't know if we'll have all 31 draft ahead of us, but we'll have a lot of teams draft ahead of us. But we need to have young players come in here at that draft level. We'll have them come in here, and we'll add to what we've got. But we're going to benefit from these players getting all this play time this year.
Jerry, out of curiosity, just outside of you guys, even when it's done in other sports, do you agree, or do you have a very passionate response towards the idea of tanking? Do you understand what teams do, or do you just have a competitive problem with it when others do it?
No, and I know you had a long question, and I gave you a one quick no. I just think the game is too important. The win is too important. You know, you look at a coach, and boy, a coach is sitting there. Don't think they don't add up their wins and losses during their career. And they don't like to have a loss on there if they can just ask for it. And so my point is, for all of us, a win is a very satisfying thing under any circumstance, and it helps you build. And so there's a lot of ambiguity with those draft picks. I've had draft picks that were extraordinarily high that didn't work. I've had them low that knocked it out of the park. And so you've got to weigh what happens when you get the picks and the odds of you knocking one out of the park there as well, as opposed to winning a game.
Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones joining us here on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, you talk about the pieces that you guys already have in place that have you optimistic about the future. And in my opinion, and a lot of others, we felt like that was the best coaching performance that you've gotten for the team all season on Sunday. I don't know if anyone's even asked you this, but is it crazy to think that at the end of this season, we could be talking about an extension for Mike McCarthy?
Well, I don't think that's crazy at all. That's not crazy. And listen, Mike McCarthy's an outstanding coach. I was listening to the game last night, watching it, and Aikman was talking about it, and he's reiterated that several times publicly, this Super Bowl-winning coach. And Mike McCarthy has been there, done that. He's got great ideas. So bottom line is that in no place in my body language or anything else have you seen indications about what we're going to be doing relative to this staff at the end of this year. And we shouldn't. We got a lot of football left. I used to play 10 games in college. And so if you measured it by that, we've got 60% of a college season left. It's longer now, of course. But, boy, six football games, that's a lifetime.
Jerry, one of those football games, you got the Giants coming up this week. They received a lot of national criticism over the last week for the way they handled the benching and then the ultimate release of Daniel Jones. Has there ever been a time where you moved on from a player and you didn't necessarily regret the decision, but you felt like, man, I wish I could have done some things differently in the process of moving on from that player?
Well, first of all, the exercise of moving on from anyone is not fun. So it very seldom is got a positiveness to it. I think maybe sometimes when a player retires, you could call that a recognition of a great career. And you might have some positive thoughts. In general, not playing anymore is a hard time. And certainly moving on from someone that can play some more but not going to be playing for you. Now, we're used to it because of the way that you deal in contracts and players get out of contract and for whatever the reason it doesn't fit. And it could be many reasons. It can be talent, but it can also, as you well know, be cap, be management of your roster, which is part of the game. And so all of that is not good. And candidly, some of the most difficult things for me personally is sitting down with someone and saying we're going to go in a different direction. That's hard.
Jerry Jones here on the Fan. A lot of big names on the injury report with Diggs and Zach and Tyler and Ferguson. Could you just provide us with any type of update that you can, Jerry, on their availability for Thursday, some of those guys?
Yeah, I can't. I think we have to look at what happens when you play a game on Thursday after playing on Sunday. And it always is a stack up there. Because you've got guys that if you were playing a full week later, might not be on that injury report. But it also gives you the 10 days after that to really get well. And you're seeing some of that. But everybody should be hesitant to use injury as an excuse in the NFL. And the deal is the next man up, you can tell it by voice. There's a condescending part of that voice. But let me tell you one thing. We've had a train wreck this year with our availability of players. There's no question about it. And you can start right there at the top with Dak. And so there's been some good work done relative to how we have dealt with the unavailability of our players and a bunch of them. We're going to be getting a bunch of them back. You saw some of them back last weekend. You'll see some of them back this week. And you'll really see some more back the next week. And that's why we want to really take advantage of an uptick here and put some wins together. This thing isn't over.
Jerry, congratulations. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for the time, as always, and go get them Thursday.
I can't tell you how many times this conversation flashed through my mind when I'm sitting up there and we're winning that ball game. I've won that ball game. Okay? I don't believe I've slept getting ready to talk to you guys on the phone with a win. When I first got involved, we won one football game our first year. And I'd been warned this guy came in to do a real gut cut on me in the news. And so, boy, he came in and he was asking the roughest questions. I spent about 30 minutes with him. Then I took him back and I had one football, and it was Herschel Walker. And Herschel had signed it, but also on the football, it was the one win we had had in 1989 to that year. Only one win. And I looked up there, and after we were through, I walked him back there, and I showed him that football. And it must have been as though I were dealing with the king's crown. I was so proud of it. And he starts laughing. He starts laughing, and he said, "My God, I've never seen anybody so proud of one win in your whole professional career. You got that one win." I said, "Man, I'm proud of that win. Y'all guys know something? I'm still proud of that football."
We were happy about it, too, for the interview as well. Congratulations and happy Thanksgiving, okay, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jerry Jones brought to you by North Texas Ford Dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's react to that and other NFL overreactions or not. Washington is missing the playoffs. Philly's going to get the one seed. Houston's losing the first round. Choppy has it for you next.